It takes money to make money, her dad used to say. He also once said, come out wherever you are, dragging the knife along the wall as music to accompany the dying gasps of her sister. Mac might have imagined the gasps, though. Who could say? She couldn't, and even if she could, she wouldn't. She's not saying anything right now, either, sitting across from the manager. The meeting was mandatory, a shelter requirement. Though she's been here several months now, and this is the first one. Come on, Mackenzie. Help me help you. The woman's smile is painted on like her cheekbones and eyebrows, and just as artfully. Her expression doesn't shift at all in the face of Mac's silence. It's impressive. Does she do stamina reps in the quiet dark of her bedroom, lifting the corners of her lips over and over, careful not to disrupt her eyes? The manager clasps her hands together, fingernails painted dark red. I'll be honest with you. Things are going to change around here. I believe that we can help only those willing to help themselves. These shelters have stagnated. No hope, no progress. How can we live in a society without progress? The voice is animated, but the eyes remain untouched by the sentiments or the smile, expressionless, like they're hidden behind something. Mac feels an odd affinity for this woman, alongside an instinctive wariness. But she disagrees. The point of a shelter isn't progress. It's shelter. I've looked at your file. The woman gestures to a blank manila folder on the desk. Mac suspects it's empty. She hopes it is. It's bad luck you're here. I understand. No social safety net to fall back on. A few months without a job, without rent, and it's hard to dig yourself out. You need to move on with your life. Contribute to humanity. All you need is a little good luck first. Donation bins could use tampons more than luck. Mac's voice is soft and dry with disuse. The woman cracks, something triumphant behind her eyes. Mac shouldn't have spoken. The woman holds up an envelope. It just so happens some luck has come in the mail. Whether it's good is really up to you. Right now, it's an opportunity, and I think you're perfect for it. Mac has never been perfect for anything in her life. Perfect feels like a foreign word, stiff and uncomfortable. But maybe it's a job, a little money to get presentable, and she'll have an actual chance. As long as they don't pry, as long as they don't look too closely, she could make it work. She takes the sheet of paper the woman slides across the desk. It's thick. It feels expensive. Mac is suddenly aware of her hands, her bitten fingernails, her shiny burned palms, her ragged cuticles. If she sets down the paper, will she leave a smudge? It's hard to be embarrassed at this point in her life, but the idea wriggles beneath her skin. She's so worried about leaving a fingerprint, one that will somehow count against her in this imaginary job interview, that it takes her several seconds to process what she's reading. Is this a joke? She whispers. The woman's smile doesn't budge. I know it sounds like one, but I assure you, it's legitimate. Who told you? Finally, the woman's cheeks relax and her eyebrows draw close. What do you mean? Who told me what? That it's legitimate? About me, Mac thinks. Who told you about me? But the woman's confusion can't be feigned, can it? If she can paint on a face, can she paint on emotions too? Mac drops the letter. There are no fingerprints, but the words have left smudges across her mind. Why are you giving this to me? Mac knows how lost she sounds, how scared, but she can't help it. Why me? The woman laughs, a single dismissive burst. I know it seems silly. The Ollie Ollie Oxen-Free Hide-and-Seek Tournament. It's a children's game, for God's sake. But it's a chance to win $50,000, Mackenzie. You could use that to actually move up in the world. You're young. You're intelligent. You're not a thief. You're not an addict. You shouldn't be here. No one should be here. They all still are.